And what other issues arise in this setting and other settings when you give checkpoint inhibitors? What are some of the common toxicity issues? And what types of screening do you do? Do you do thyroid tests preventively? How do you approach monitoring for toxicity?
You basically take an organ and add itis, and you can get any toxicity that's caused by these checkpoint inhibitors. Obviously, the biggest concern in the setting of locally advanced disease where radiation's been used to the chest is pneumonitis. But those rates have been a lot lower, as I mentioned, than we anticipated. But you still need to be on the lookout for other inflammatory sequelae. And I routinely check thyroid functions pretty much every time I get a scan, so at least every 3 to 4 cycles. Sometimes I just do it every cycle just so I don't forget to do it. It's not difficult. The TSH is an easy test to add to the general blood work. And I would guesstimate, in my experience, and this isn't specific to durva, but to checkpoint inhibitors in general, I'm seeing about at least 15% to 20% incidence of hypothyroidism, predominantly hypothyroidism, one case of hyperthyroidism. We see adrenal insufficiency, so when a patient develops unexpected fatigue or lassitude, it's important to do a Cortisone stimulation test. And we sometimes see hypogonadism. Any part of the pituitary adrenal axis can be affected. And I've had some patients, men in particular, have astoundingly low testosterone levels. And that's very easy to remedy. And it's not just a matter of libido or virility. These folks are extremely fatigued. So all of these hypothyroidism, hypoadrenalism, hypogonadism can translate into just general nonspecific symptoms of lassitude. I've seen other oddball toxicity. I've seen uveitis. I've seen nephritis. So again, simple history and basic lab work will detect these problems.
Can you imagine the number of people I've interviewed about checkpoint inhibitors the last few years? And I've never heard anybody say hypogonadism. Never heard
Let
it.
me be the first.
That is really amazing. Wow.
You look for it, you'll find it. Again, how often does it definitely do the checkpoint inhibitors? If you don't have baseline, you don't know, but I've detected it.
Well, also something
it's
very
documented. It's definitely documented.
I mean, something very treatable.
Absolutely.
And yet, never heard it. So, wow, that is fascinating. Very interesting. So this patient, nothing whatsoever, zero, no toxicity, nothing whatsoever.
Remarkably well, very pleased, very gratified. Her scans continue to show evolution radiation change. It's unclear if she has any viable tumor at this point.